Let's head back to the phone lines. We've got Terry calling from Lancaster, Ohio, calling on AM 820. Hello, Terry.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. My question refers to pornography and how the church feels about this in a marriage. My husband has been addicted to pornography for a very long time, and he doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong. He's not Catholic. I am. He is not. He goes to church with me, but he just, you know, he says, unless you are physically with another woman, then it's not adultery. And I totally disagree with that. It makes me feel like I am a sinner because I'm with him. I just, you know, how does the church feel about divorce when it comes to this? I'm really confused about what steps to take or where to go.
Right. Well, Terry, I would highly recommend that you talk to a priest, perhaps get a spiritual director. Have you approached a priest with this?
I'm sorry. I did call a priest. I did not approach my priest. I just couldn't do that. But I did call a priest, and he advised me to get some counseling and try to get my husband to get counseling. He absolutely will not.
You know, and I would concur as well. You do everything you can to save that marriage. Counseling, seek the counsel. I would, of multiple priests, I'd recommend how you find a good spiritual director. And for me, Terry, it took a while for me to find a good spiritual director. I would go from priest to priest to priest until I found one that was really good, solid, orthodox, wise. And that can be so helpful because, you know, there's no way that I can give you advice from this far away, not knowing your husband, not knowing the ins and outs of the situation. The church does teach that there are times where divorce becomes, though there's always evil involved in a divorce, and that evil comes from one or even sometimes both spouses, that there are times when spouses are wholly innocent as well, in cases where women are beaten and so forth, where divorce does in fact become a necessary evil. And again, there are cases where the innocent spouse does no wrong whatsoever. But then, you know, we want to do everything we can to keep it from getting to that point. But sometimes that is, like I said, necessary. What the church teaches is that you cannot remarry outside of the church without getting an annulment there, ordinarily speaking. But divorce is not something that's out of the ballpark. I just simply could not recommend anything to you in your case because you know, that's more than what we can do on the radio. So, Terry, I strongly advise you, talk to your pastor, talk to a priest, get the help you need. We will certainly pray for you, Terry, and for your husband. God bless you, and thank you for calling.